1, 2, 3, 4.
What is up, everyone? It's your boy Dave.
Your boy!
And with me, as always, is the hype man Shane.
So hype!
He's so hype, you sound echoey.
Ah!
AKA the Shane Board.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
Now let me swivel this chair to Russell. Also with us is the rambling man, Russell.
Hey, yo, Dave. Welcome back to the show. We missed you last week. How you doing? You doing good? I hope you're doing good. You doing good? Doing good.
Yes.
Good.
To all those things you said. I'm doing good. I was not here last week, and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But, AKA WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good. This is the DQB Weekly. Right, guys? It's the weekly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the
weekly.
Yeah,
we're on the weekly.
We talk about news.
Mm.
Movie news. Games.
Games. You do a game.
Talk about trailers.
Trailers today.
Yeah, we talk about a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fun shit.
Yeah.
It's like the funnest you can have with your pants on the internet.
Yeah, then why aren't yours on?
Just having extra fun. Pointing shit out, man. Fucking blowing my spot up. This fucking guy. This is the weekly. We do cool stuff. Like the cool stuff being headlines.
Headlines.
Thank you, Shane.
Up first on headlines. Got some sad news.
No.
I'm going to put it first. We're going to get it out of the way.
Okay.
Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama passed away this last week.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's sad. Sad day. He was working on new stuff.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Aw.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. That sucks. Yeah.
I mean, Dragon Ball and stuff is like extremely formative for a lot of animation in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people, just in general.
Yeah, pop culture and anime and just everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He touched a lot of hearts.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's super sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad. But I have good news to follow that.
Give it to me.
Or at least interesting news. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Alan Ritchson will join up for a Christmas comedy from MGM Studios. The film is called The Man with the Bag, and it will be releasing on Amazon during this coming holiday season.
Whoa.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we should watch that.
They're giants.
Yeah. They are both giant.
They are giant. They are giant men.
Yeah.
I just heard
on
Big Santas,
Rogan, that Kevin James is doing a movie with Alan.
Oh, I wonder if it's a movie
as well. I wonder if it is,
or if Alan's going to put out like 4 movies this fucking year, because he also has a movie coming out with Henry Cavill this year.
Yep.
God damn.
So
well, they hadn't started shooting this one yet, so.
Mm.
And I think that was maybe a week old episode.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
So maybe that's what he's on to after these.
After these, yeah.
And third season of Reacher. This guy is busy.
Yeah, man. When you blow up, you blow up.
Yeah.
You have like a good 5 years, and then you kind of go away for a while.
Yeah.
It's true. Look at Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks, too, because all that was like right after he got out of school.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you get out of school, you get loaded, and then, like, they're like, hey, you need to take a break so you don't, like, overstay your welcome. And you're like, well, I'm rich now, so.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm going to go into the Mediterranean and, like, just, like, fuck chicks and do blow or something. I don't know.
I think he's married with some kids.
Whatever he is, you know, whatever you do.
But so he's married with kids doing blow, you know?
Sure.
The kids are doing blow? That's fucked up.
It's Hollywood. You never know.
No, his kids are making the blow.
Oh, that's still pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Hollywood.
Respirators and stuff.
Safety first, really.
Yeah.
This is a production if I ever saw one. This past week, it was announced that 27-year-old Jake Paul would be fighting.
Oh God!
Would be getting into the ring with Iron Mike Tyson.
Oh my God!
Almost 60-year-old Iron Mike Tyson.
57.
Yeah,
that's almost 60.
The fight will take place on July 20th of this year.
My
first thing.
I say, hold on. I say 57 because people are like, well, he's almost 60. And then that turns into him fighting a 60-year-old, which is not what's happening. He's fighting a 57-year-old.
He's fighting a 57-year-old.
Which is fair.
It's different.
Yeah. So, Jake Paul was born in 1997.
Uh-huh.
January of 1997.
Yeah.
And do we know what happened in July of 1997?
No.
That was when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear off.
do it again, Tyson. Do it again.
Yeah.
So the most prolific moment of Mike Tyson's career happened the year Jake Paul was born.
I have a question about this because I heard about this. I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it true that there is a rule for this fight that Logan Paul can tag in and fight him 2-on-1 for a couple of minutes? Is that true, or is the internet fucking with me?
I think the internet's fucking with you.
Because if that's true, that's not fucking boxing.
It's no.
Not boxing. That's WWE, it's and Tyson should be able to moonsault him.
It's not boxing anyway.
Yeah. Now, if that is true, I do want Holyfield on the other side of the ring with Tyson.
Just going, don't fucking do it, man. I'm fucking with that guy.
You gotta have, like, because Lil Bro's doing WWE. You gotta have a WWE person because that's where your tag match is.
Oh, yeah. Coming. Okay, Dennis Rodman.
He was part of NWO.
He was.
Fuck off. What the hell?
Tyson was part of DX, so Triple H was there. That makes sense.
Well, Triple H can't get medically clear.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and Mike Tyson in the same quarter.
There you go. Yeah, I was thinking Stone Cold because of the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
Where he won the title because Tyson betrayed DX.
That's right, yeah.
Because Tyson was good. The special referee.
Yeah.
Also, Mike Tyson's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but so...
Have you seen any of the videos of him training?
And his little booty shorts?
And he's... Why are you focused on his shorts, Russell?
Because he's the most ridiculous thing ever, watching this 57-year-old man speed his way across the ring. Like, he looks good, like,
dude.
Fighting. Yeah. Like, in, like, fighting shape, he looks good. Not just in his little booty shorts. But, I mean, he's pulling off the booty shorts, like... But are you going to tell Mike Tyson he's not pulling off the booty shorts?
I wouldn't tell Mike Tyson anything.
I'm just going to be like, yes, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I know what you did in the 90s.
You've seen all
sir.
You've seen all the videos where those, I don't know who it was, but somebody's pulling prank on people where they were like, they were asking people about like Tyson stuff.
Yes.
And it was all like, they would be like talking shit basically about Tyson and Tyson would like walk out behind them.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you guys think about the face tattoo that Mike Tyson has? Would you ever get something like that? No, that's fucking stupid. Would you tell Mike Tyson that to his face? Hell yeah, man.
And Mike's right behind him.
What are you going to tell me that to my face? Is that what you're going to do?
It's not a bad Tyson.
I wish he was standing behind you for that voice. But
oh my God, that would be amazing. It would be fantastic.
We couldn't get Mike Tyson today. He's too busy training.
And going to weed dispensaries.
Yeah. I am curious. I want to watch this fight. I'm going to take the day off work because I work that night. I'm going to take the day off work to watch this fight because I'm curious what happens. Because
is it a Sunday night, Saturday night?
Saturday night.
It's right. On Netflix?
Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix, so that's cool. I already have that.
You don't think they're going to make you pay more to watch it? It's going to be like, yeah, everybody thinks they're going to get it for free and have all these people at their houses, and then they're going to be like... What is this paywall on Netflix? What is this bullshit?
$200?
I was just going to say $69.99, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like $20, I'll pay for it. But if not, I'll just enjoy my free night off with and find something new to do.
Like play Helldivers with your friend.
Yeah, because he also didn't buy it.
But I keep seeing everyone's like, if Tyson doesn't win this, it means it's rigged. And, like, that's ridiculous. Because, like, I don't know who's going to win. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't think Mike wins by default just because it's Mike Tyson. Like, yeah, Jake hasn't had, like, the greatest, like, fighters that he's had to fight. But, like, he's still, like, pretty beastly.
He's only fought, like, either amateurs or people that are hurt or old.
Yeah. But we're also still in that situation. Like, I know it's Tyson, but he's still a 57-year-old man. So I think...
No. Okay, so here's the thing. If you guys... We watched Did you drop your phone?
I did. There's no table. I'm pulling the curtain back. Pulling the curtain back. There's no table. We're just sitting here. And my phone just flies off my lap because I'm fat and everything's round. Go on. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Did you watch? We watched the other fight together, didn't we?
Yeah.
The other Tyson fight?
Yeah.
And, like, afterwards, they're like, who did he fight? I don't remember.
This is Ray something?
Ray Liotta?
Yeah, he fought Ray
Liotta. Yeah, Ray Liotta. There we go. Ray Liotta no longer has a movie career.
Well,
face punched in.
He's
dead, so.
Oh, yeah, that tends to stop one, too, also.
Roy Jones Jr.?
Roy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, after the fight, they're all, like, interviewing both of them, but they're all like, so, Roy, like, did Tyson hurt you? Like, all this stuff, like, asking Roy, like, how he's doing.
Yeah.
He's, like, feels okay and stuff after getting, like, kind of beat up by Tyson.
Yeah.
And Tyson's like, hey, what about me? I am also old as fuck. And Roy Jones Jr. can still hit. What the hell?
You don't worry about me?
I also was in the ring and got hit multiple times.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but you're Mike Tyson. And he's like, what the fuck is that supposed to
be? I'm still a human.
I'm still a man, and I'm still, like, 50-some years old. What the fuck? So, like, I don't expect Tyson, like, an auto win. But, like, I also have zero respect for either of the Pauls, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not like a respect thing. It's like a realistic thing. Like, realistically, Jake's cardio should get him through the match.
Yeah, and as long as he doesn't just, like, get caught.
Yeah.
But, like,
so
if anybody is going to catch him of the easy fish that he's trying to fish,
it's going to be Tyson.
It's going to be Mike.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
So if he gets slept, I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I am also not going to be surprised because I feel like he was holding back against Roy Jones, too.
Yeah.
Because there were definitely...
He was like, I better not hurt this other old man.
Yeah, there were definitely... I mean,
but this,
like,
young kid is probably like,
friendly
this young
with
kid.
Each other. So,
see,
like...
They are friendly. And I also think that's a good point, too. Like, Tyson's not going to hold anything back. Like... Why would he?
Yeah, because if he gives Jake a concussion, then, like, it's not the end of his life, where if he gave, like, Roy a concussion.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well.
Do you guys remember that video of Mike Tyson? I forget which fight it was, but it was, like, back in his heyday, or towards the end of his career, where they interviewed him. Like, well, so what happened out there, Mike? He's like, I broke my back.
Yeah.
Spinal.
No, it's broken.
It's broken. Spinal.
Yeah.
But he did actually break his back because he did
before the fight.
Because he did, like, he was doing crunches, I think, or sit-ups.
He was doing, like, several thousand a day.
Yeah, he's doing, like, several thousand sit-ups a day and basically,
like, broke his own back.
Yeah. And he fought a fucking fight with a broken back.
Yeah, he broke his back during his training camp.
Jesus Christ.
Spinal.
I broke my back. It's spinal.
We should not talk shit about Mike Tyson.
I'm not talking shit.
Well, maybe we should. I don't know.
Mike Tyson, like, he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
guys, if anything's been proven, like, we live in Indiana, so we're safe because he'll get convicted here.
Whoa!
He went to prison?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, 6 years for rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't... he came out like a fucking machine.
Oh, yeah.
Because all he did was work out and get better food than anyone else in there, because they were like, don't fucking kill me, Mike.
That's Mike Tyson.
That's fucking Mike Tyson. Give him anything he wants.
I wasn't going to bring that up on the show, but since you did, I don't know how I feel about Mike Tyson.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, well,
as two a things. Person.
I think.
This is a long time ago. He that's, was 24 yeah. years old yeah. when it happened. But he was convicted. But it's also like a really weird case.
Yeah, I don't know any of the details of that.
I just know
that he was convicted of like rape.
Yeah. I mean, he's convicted, so like it's not like there's any disputing it, but.
But also.
Look up the details.
Yeah. Then... But also, I think he's like, I think he's gone like to say he's like, I was a different guy back then, and he had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, that
was
sure. He did a lot of shitty shit. Like,
yeah, other than that.
Other than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in being in his
he's not
like,
a good
youth,
person.
Like he was, yeah, he was never. We don't know that he's a good person now, but like he at least like hides it better or something. I don't know.
I think he's probably realized like I fucked up.
Yeah, and I mean like everyone deserves a second chance. I know that's a fucked up thing to have to try to come back from.
Yeah,
but like if he has put his best foot forward since, then like you go, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
If I mean, he hasn't, then. Don't
still
show up
person,
in Indiana.
Whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can appreciate him beating the shit out of another shitty person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because Jake and Logan are also giant pieces of shit. So, yeah, like...
That's fine.
I'd be surprised if they hadn't forced themselves on someone. Just saying.
Yeah, they like seem like frat boys.
Seem like it?
Yeah.
Think they are, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Like,
totally bruh. Bro.
Bruh.
Unironically, bruh.
Bruh.
All right, we should move on.
Yeah, but before we slander anybody else.
Yep. Before that door opens and Mike Tyson walks in and beats the shit out of us.
I don't think he would beat the shit out of us unless we started talking to him about rape. That makes him really mad. Turn your fucking alarms off.
Let's slander more people with 20-inch biceps.
Hulk Hogan? That's 24.
Hulk Hogan's also a piece of shit.
I don't think they're 20
That's
anymore.
True. Probably not.
I think they're like 18. What was next?
So next, there's a Fallout series.
Oh, yeah.
Are we doing a trip? Is that in for headlines? Is that the end of headlines?
Oh, I don't know how everyone wanted to do it.
Normally, you said that's the end of headlines, and I say headlines.
Yeah,
and move on.
That's the end of
headlines.
Yeah, that's
Trailer Park. Woo!
this lack of tables really fucking us up.
Hey. So there's a Fallout trailer, a new Fallout trailer you guys should go check out. It's like 3 minutes long.
Welcome to the Trailer Park.
Yep. It's fine. We already fucking tread it all over this transition.
Yeah, it's Fallout trailer.
We are currently under construction, folks.
That's right.
So
there's no table.
Some of the walls have fallen down between segments. I apologize.
Pardon our dust.
I'm a creature of habit since there's no since we're slightly
I know, it's
askew,
fucking you up.
It's fucking me up.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a new Fallout trailer. It also gives you the when the release of the show is. What just happened?
You kicked me and made me look at Russell, and he was just staring at me.
Yeah, he was like trying to get your attention, and I don't know why.
I was fake rubbing his knee from far away.
Oh.
Because usually Dave and I touch each other a lot more during the recording.
It's
what
true.
What the fuck?
That's what's fucking me up. I'm not getting gentle caresses from Russell.
Yeah. I never realized how much under the table touching there was.
I mean, like, me and him kick each other on accident a lot.
Yep, definitely an accident.
Motherfucker.
It is an accident.
There was a trailer.
Yeah. And then you guys started being fucking weird as shit.
I blame the table. The lack of table.
What the
It's really fuck? Tearing this family apart is a lack of table.
Fallout. April 11th. All episodes.
All of
all
them.
Episodes.
All episodes.
Did we look up how many?
I imagine it's probably only like six.
Four.
What? It better be 10.
One for each Fallout game.
That's not each. That's five. Not every Fallout game.
Six.
Fallout. Fallout TV series. Motherfucking Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
We're in the middle. Eight.
Eight. Okay.
What do you? How do you want this to go? This Fallout series, like,
ooh.
Like it's got a little quirk to it, but it also has like, kind of like some serious tones. It's like a comedic post-apocalyptic western.
Yeah, which is exactly what it should be.
They nailed it.
Yeah, I mean. Are you referencing last week?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yes. Just
yeah.
take the Fallout overtones and the 50s nuclear age stuff out and replace it with weird post-apocalyptic cyberpunk stuff, and you've got Trigon.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I want it to not just like fuck up the lore.
Yeah. Like you want the things to be the things from the thing.
Yeah, I want the things to be correct.
Yeah.
Which is one of the worries currently, with the way the trailer looks and everything. Replacing more power into certain factions that have never had that much power or were that big and stuff like that.
But this is also a different year than any of the games, right?
It says it's at, well, like in the descriptions and stuff, it says it's after, but in the trailer, she just says 200 years, which is the same as 3, 4, and New Vegas. They're all within like 5 or 10 years of each other.
Yeah.
So.
So maybe this is the latest?
Like yeah, it's
the furthest away
so
thing?
In like the descriptions and some articles and stuff, I think it's supposed to be like right around 2300.
Yeah.
So in the Fallout universe, the Great War happens in 2077, which is a war between
2077, huh?
Yeah.
That's an interesting time for a Great War.
Yeah. Between the U.S. and China, basically, and they nuke the world, destroy everything. And then most of the games, a lot of the games take place in 2277, about 200 years after, a few years before or a few years after that.
Yeah.
I think 3 is right at 2277. New Vegas is a little after, and 4 is after both.
Okay.
In the timeline.
Yeah.
Because there's like big things that happen in both of those.
Yeah.
In New Vegas and 3 that are important to everything west of the Mississippi, basically.
Okay.
Or everything west of Nevada or east of Nevada. Because 3 takes place in D.C. And then they end up, like, doing this water purification on a huge scale, like a whole, like, water table getting purified,
okay.
Which, like, completely changes the landscape. Like, people have safe water to drink and use for food and bathing and everything.
That changes everything.
Changes everything.
Indoor plumbing changed everything once before.
Yeah.
It's true.
But clean water that's readily available without having to like boil it or put it through some purification process. It's already purified.
Yeah.
That it changes everything.
Yeah. Soup.
Soup indeed.
Yeah. It was soup, but not the kind you want.
Yeah. Bad soup.
Forbidden soup.
Very forbidden. And New Vegas, a new faction gains control of the Hoover Dam, which generates power for the region.
Oh, damn.
And then in 4, in Boston, There's some shit that happens.
Jane, a settlement needs your help. I marked it on your map.
Thank you. I appreciate that. basically, you end up like deciding what faction rules the area.
Yeah.
But the other two are more important to like larger regions.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that affects other areas, and it affects like large portions of these factions that are nationwide factions. Yeah. And like, I hope that that's reflected in this, even though it's back in California. It should be a lot of New California Republic, but in the trailers, we're seeing a lot of Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
Which are the guys in power armor.
That's the big armor, Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it's like, I think it's T-45B, or no, that's T-51. I think that's T-51 power armor that they're in, which is interesting. I think that's the one that was most widely used. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
We've gone real far down this hole.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You're just naming the mocks of power armor.
Well, like there's a bunch of shit about that too, because there's also like the X power armor, which isn't used by the Brotherhood of Steel. It's used by the Enclave, and the Enclave is like gone.
Yeah.
Which they're defeated in 2-1. I can't remember. I didn't actually play 1 and 2, but like
they're very different.
Yeah, they're very different. Yeah, yeah. But like some of it is in they didn't like completely retcon them out of existence. Like some of it's still in 3 and New Vegas and 4.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see how they treat the factions. If we'll hear anything about Caesar's Legion, if they're just gonna ignore what happened in New Vegas because Bethesda didn't make New Vegas, they just published it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how hands-on Bethesda was with the story for this.
I don't know. Yeah. It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
The trailer looks good, though.
Yeah, the trailer.
Yeah, I think the trailer looks good. So,
looks great.
I want to know what happens after this. Is like I'm excited because they're dropping it all at once. So I'm excited to see if this is one self-contained story,
or if it's a season.
Yeah, or if this is season one.
Or.
It's an anthology.
I don't think it's an anthology.
And we get a dog meat spinoff.
You think they'll continue in the same timeline? I think it would be hard.
Oh, if it was like a seasonal anthology?
Yeah, anthology.
Oh, yeah. Please, baby.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
See, that was the reaction I was looking for.
Let's fucking go. Let's do that.
That
sounds fantastic.
I think a Super Mutant spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a lot.
We didn't see any Super Mutants.
No, they're saving that, probably. Episode 4, preview, Super Mutant. Episode 8, big battle. Maybe episode 7, maybe episode 8's tie-up. If episode 8 is all tie-up, I think we're getting anthologies.
Okay.
I would be super into this as an anthology, because it would be super cool to just, like... Yeah,
go to different places, different regions and stuff.
Yeah, do, like, a really fucking great... Yeah. Even if it's like in different in the same timeline, but it's an anthology in that same timeline, like even that would be cool.
Oh, dude, if it was like an anthology where it's like, okay, this season is about this character and all the stuff that happens to them, their story arc and like the big things they get into.
Yeah.
And maybe you see this character and you're like, ooh, that's a cool character.
Yeah.
And the next season is about them and it has the part where they came into this other character's story. But then when they leave, it keeps going with them instead of staying with season one character.
Yeah. That would be fucking cool. It would be like what they tried to do with the Walking Dead stuff.
Yeah.
But I think they could do it more successfully. Because everyone saw how hard the Walking Dead failed at doing what they tried to do.
They're still trying to do it.
Yeah, they just brought Rick back. And they were like, yo, Russell, you want to watch some Walking Dead? Like, Rick's back. And I was like, no, you took too long. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Like, 4 fucking years. Who has that kind of attention span?
I don't.
I mean, Marvel's finding out that no one does.
Take that, Marvel. You bitch. Do we hate Marvel now?
I don't hate them.
Okay.
No. I just want them to do better.
Was it too aggressive?
Do better.
Do better.
Be Marvel. Better.
Yeah, we're still in the, like, hey, don't turn 18 and get knocked up phase. We just expect you to do better than that. And
yeah, then... we won the, like, the Pony League tournament.
Okay.
In, like, 2019. And then like, we got them a car, and they wrecked it.
Yeah.
This is the spiral. They trying to stop the spiral.
And then they got drunk at the first party they went to, and we had to pick them up at the police station.
But they didn't wreck the car from drunk driving.
No. They just wrecked it.
They just wrecked it being reckless.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens next. Maybe now they're drunk driving.
Well, like, we've picked them up from the police office. They got caught drinking underage, but they weren't driving.
Yeah.
And now they're in their room.
Yeah. Now, like, are they going to sneak out and get their girlfriend pregnant? Or are they going to stay in their room and do their fucking homework?
And then play GoldenEye on the N64.
Perfect. Yeah. They better stay in the room and do their fucking homework.
They better. They're fucking grounded.
Yeah. Or I'll burn this house down.
If they fucking climb down that trellis, I'm going to be pissed.
Are we still talking about Marvel?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we promise.
There ain't any trellis.
Not burning down
this house,
just the house and mouse. Here I come this October. Anyway.
Bro, everything we've said on this show is a joke.
I went too far. I was kidding. It was just a joke.
Mike Disney? It's all a joke. Disney.
Oh, I thought you meant like Walt Disney's like son, Mike Disney. No. Mike Disney's got a good sense of humor. We'll be fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so Fallout series, check that out.
Yeah, that was
like
cool.
A lot of fun.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
You know what? I will watch it.
April 11th. All
what
episodes.
Is that a Friday?
I don't know.
I don't know when stuff comes out on Amazon.
Ooh, Shane. Let's play the Fallout.
It was a Thursday.
It was a Thursday.
Let's play the Fallout magic while watching the show.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do it.
I feel like you guys should take that Friday off and we should just binge watch that shit.
Okay.
I get my shit back at the end of this month, so.
I'm tired of my job, so cool.
Yeah, take we'll Friday off. Come over Thursday.
And we'll just, like, fucking watch all of it?
Watch all of it.
Fucking hell yeah, bro.
8 episodes, 8 hours. You get here at 5, we'll be done at 1 in the morning.
That sounds great.
And you can sleep on the couch if you want to.
Like an adult sleepover.
Yeah.
We should really bring back sleepovers.
That's what we're trying to do, Dave.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Literally what he just offered you.
I'm bringing pajamas.
Please do.
And Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Game Fuel.
Yeah.
It's Game Fuel.
Game Fuel, sorry, Game Fuel.
Or we can do it the old way. We can take a 2-liter Mountain Dew and pour Skittles in it.
Yeah.
Make our own Game Fuel.
Yeah. Or we could like live in this decade and get a 2-liter of Game Fuel.
Coke.
And pour a Gamer Fuel pre-workout into it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, but God. Make sure the diet. I might be pre-diabetic.
You gotta rub the G Fuel into your gums, too.
Yeah.
I'm in. We're doing
this. We do
this.
A gummer.
And then we're doing 24-hour podcast stream.
Yeah, because or we'll have a heart attack.
We're going to live stream us doing this and watching the Fallout series.
And having heart attacks.
having heart attacks.
Who's first?
It's me.
Fucking.
I don't believe either of the two of you are on heart medication. So
oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm the ringer.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be funny. Both of us are trying to carry his ass out of the house because we both have heart attacks. They just find all three of us like dead, jamming up the door.
Some 30-year-old detective's like, there's a weird sex stuff. Case closed.
Camera pans over. And there's just two naked women standing in the shadow.
God damn it,
David Lynch.
I come back to life for 5 seconds to just say, this is my worst nightmare.
Silencio.
That's later. We're talking about that movie later.
Oh, we're ahead of ourselves.
Fallout. We're going to do that.
I love Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout. Let's watch it. This is going to be great.
Yep.
April 11th.
That's all for the trailer park, right?
Yeah. That's it for the trailer park. Jesus Just one Christ. Trailer. It was a good trailer.
We talked for like 20 minutes about one trailer.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, what's next?
What is next, Shane?
Recommendations.
Recommendations.
Recommended.
Yeah. Dave, you had one.
I do have a recommendation.
A really important one.
Yeah. I recommend the internet. You guys heard of this shit? You guys fucking heard of the internet? Did you guys know that movies and TV shows are not supposed to buffer every 5 minutes and then turn real fuzzy?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
You've been living in 2002.
Yeah. I just thought that's how movies were nowadays. Like, these movies are fucked up, man.
Yeah, dude.
They last for like 20 minutes and they go black and then you can't see anything. Is it got a tit? I don't know.
Dude.
Didn't realize.
Are you talking about David Lynch again?
I don't know. Maybe I'm always talking about David Lynch.
Dude, I feel you. Like, when I went from dial up at my parents to T1.
Yeah. Right? Right?
I wish there had been streaming so I didn't jerk off so much. Because that was all there was to do with the internet.
No, there's always been other things.
No.
No. Shane's right. Shane's right. You're right.
I mean, I downloaded movies.
It's the best thing for the internet.
I downloaded like actual movies, but like.
Yeah.
Because pirating was strong in, like, 2002.
Yes. So was Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah. But, yeah, I recommend the internet. Because I just got it last week. That's the reason I wasn't here last week. Because there was a guy that was like, hey, I have this box that has the magical internet in it. I'm like, sweet. Make it do the thing. He's like, I will. Bleed on it first. And I thought, which I thought was weird. But I did it.
Did you sell your soul for internet?
I don't think so.
I mean, if you did, I understand.
Yeah, that's a fair price.
I think you have to have one to sell it.
You're not a redhead.
I know, but like, I've worked a lot of retail jobs and a lot of fast food. So
they just rent it.
Yeah, so you should have an abundance amount of soul. Because like, going to those places, increases. You're stealing the consumer's soul.
That's true. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I got the internet. And it fucking rules, dog.
Yeah, the internet's good, awesome. Man.
I downloaded a game that was 11 gigs just to see if I could. And my old internet would take me like 6 hours. Took less than 10 minutes.
11 gigs?
Yeah. It would take me 6 hours on the internet before.
Dude.
Less than 10 minutes.
It's such a good thing that you didn't try to play fucking Call of Duty before.
Yeah. 127 gigs.
I was just downloading shit to watch it. To watch it go.
Yeah. It's over 150 now.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Did you try to download it?
No, I think it's like people complain about it on Reddit all the time.
Oh, okay. Because I'm hoping Helldivers replaces Call of Duty for me.
Maybe.
Oh.
It should, because it rules. I've been playing a lot of that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't get used to it immediately, and I was like, ah!
Shane and I played together, and it was quite fun.
We'll play together soon.
Fuck yeah, we will. But yeah, I recommend the internet because holy shit.
Yeah.
The problem, although, comes with a hefty cost.
Because
now I can watch anything and play anything, and I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, now you're overstimmed.
Yeah, I'm overstimulated.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
So you'll get used to it.
Okay. I hope.
Decisions get easier.
I hope.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I recommend. I also recommend some more things.
What else you got?
I watched Dune 2 with
fuck you.
Thanksgiving Mike on Sunday.
That must have been fun.
It was fun as hell.
Did you get your...
I didn't fuck the popcorn bucket. I didn't get the Shiosi.
Have you not seen that yet?
No.
I wish that was mine.
Oh my God, I haven't seen anybody say that. Fuck! I didn't get the Moya D. Bussy. No, that was not as good. It's a real good movie, though.
Yeah.
Is it? I super need you to not spoil anything for me.
Okay, I won't.
I want to go see it, but I also want to watch it from home like I did the first one. And I'm mad that I can't.
I really loved it. So I had to rewatch the first one again because I hadn't seen it since it came out. I'm glad I did because I picked up a lot of shit that I missed. Mm. And I understood it a little bit more. There's a lot to it. I would watch this one again as well because it's very, it's Dune. It's based on Dune. So it's very political and there's a lot of high sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fancy sci-fi words.
It's pretentious Star Wars is what I keep seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm it was first, but okay.
It was. Star Wars was heavily inspired by Dune.
Yeah.
It's really good. I'm going to bring it up again. There's crazy names like the Bene Gesserit, which is in the first movie.
Yeah.
And the Quasax headdress or whatever it's called.
And then I'm not that well versed.
And then the Shai Hulud and all that. Yeah. And then you got our main character, Paul.
Yeah, I know. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So it is dumb.
His mom, Jessica.
It's so dumb.
Yep. And one of the coolest, most badass guys in the whole entire universe, his name's Duncan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the white people of Dune.
They are.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
But I always thought that was funny. It's you got the Quasar's head rack and the Schmeebledorp, Beebledorp, Borp, Borp, and then Paul.
Yeah. It's wild, right?
Yeah, it's wild.
I feel like you're upset about this.
It's funny.
It's funny.
He's a GM.
Yeah.
So he knows. GM'd. We all know. Because it's somebody's my name is Delasernak. And you're like, that's cool. Okay. I don't know how to spell that, but I'm going to...
That's cool. Yeah, I write that down.
D-guy. and then you're like, all right, I'm going to call out somebody. I'm going to be like, Nathan, what's your guy's name? Brian. Okay. Brian. With a Y or an I. You going crazy?
Brian the Goblin.
Yeah.
But Dune 2, without spoiling anything... It's great. I loved it. I had to pee during it.
Oh.
And I peed.
Did you?
But I didn't miss anything, like the first movie.
Good.
Did you pee in the Shalai Hussey?
I didn't buy a Shalai Hussey.
Oh, you didn't even get one?
They didn't have them.
Go opening night, did you?
No, I wouldn't.
I think they probably only had enough for the first couple days.
And it's also not at every, it's only the AMCs.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, really good.
Do you know what is happening?
Right now?
With the Dune stuff.
Oh, with Dune?
So Dune 2. So Denis Villeneuve has basically said that he does want to do Dune 3, which would be Dune Messiah.
Yeah.
But that's where he wants to stop. Because he basically talked about when you get further. I haven't read the Dune books, but I just loved the first one, not the old first one, but part one, Dune part one.
Yeah.
But so Villanueva was talking about after you get past Dune Messiah, it just kind of almost turns into a lexicon. So he wants to do Messiah because it still has relevance to the story that's already been told in Dune part one and two.
Okay.
And there's stuff that he'll pull from the other ones. So it's almost like the incorporation of the Silmarillion in The Hobbit, but hopefully done better. And I don't think anyone will be as attached. But we should theoretically get part three at some point.
Okay.
I'd watch it. Two projects that he's doing before that. But he said he would work on the script in the meantime.
I'd watch it.
The ideas.
I really enjoyed this one, so I definitely would watch the third.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see. I love this dude. I'm pretty sure I've loved everything he's done.
I love this Dune.
Wow,
thanks, Shane. I am gonna spoil something though. Oh. So my favorite part of the movie is when the big worm came out. He's like, sup, I'm a giant worm on Dune. What up? I'm the Dune worm. My favorite part.
You know, I'd believe you that was the dialogue if Taika wrote it.
Yo!
Hey, it's me, Crazy Doom Worm.
You got any other recommendations?
Voiced by fucking Taika.
Piss off, Sand.
Yep.
I do have another recommendation. I watched on Amazon Prime. Mm. I watched Ricky Stenicki.
It's on Amazon?
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, it's right. on Amazon.
So the yeah. Amazon Prime original it was movie?
Yeah, it's an original movie.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was only in theaters.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
I watched it in my house.
Okay.
Maybe it's because Dave's internet is better than ours.
That's right. I got super internet.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Well, I thought it was.
I don't know.
Did you get fiber?
I did get fiber.
I think Dave's internet is better than ours.
Not if it took him 10 minutes to download 11 gigs.
Oh, that's true, too.
It's probably less than 10 minutes. I don't know. It was fucking dope.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet is awesome.
Yeah. I'm just learning.
And it's for porn.
Yep. Ricky Stenicki, starring John Cena,
mm-hmm.
Andrew Santino.
It's really weird starring a guy you can't see.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. There's like just whole frames of just nothing.
Yeah, talking parts.
It's weird. It's weird. Like he loves that joke.
In those frames, right?
Yeah, that's true. So...
So I don't want to run anything for you, but did you guys know that John Cena's friends with Jake and Logan Paul?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're all a loser.
Blonde white guys. They're all blonde Chads. So
fucking broskies.
So it's a pretty funny movie. It's like just a standard like adult comedy.
Mm.
There's some pretty good stuff to it. So basically... The basic plot is these three best friends. They've grown up their whole life, and whenever they've gotten in trouble or done like some shady shit, they say, "Oh, it wasn't us. It was our friend Ricky Stenicki." And everyone blames Ricky, and no one could find Ricky.
Yeah.
So they get away with it.
Mm.
And so they, as they get older, they get families and stuff, and they use Ricky Stenicki to get out of stuff.
Yeah.
And Andrew Santino, his wife is about to have a baby, and they're doing a baby shower, and they're getting ready for that, and they call. It's like, oh, Ricky's cancer's back. Like, oh, but we can't leave now. You know, Ricky's, like, it's back, and it's bad, and he wants to see us, but we can't leave now. And all the wives are like, no, go see, he's your best friend. Go see him.
Yeah.
And they go to a concert. Mark Ribollet, the like loop guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's his concert. And then as the concert, his wife goes into labor.
Yeah.
And they don't make it. They make it back after that she's had the baby. And they're like, so what happened with Ricky? Like, is he okay? It's like, oh, we lied. Ricky lied. He didn't have cancer. He just wanted to hang out. And so they, he can come to the Bris then, right? Because they have Ricky Stenicki as like this like philanthropist who goes to different third world countries and helps them.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, no, Ricky's in Abu Dhabi that day. He's like, oh, no, he flies out the next day. You told me. So he could stay for the Bris. So they have to hire John Cena, who is this, like, washed-up actor who has a erotic rock and roll impersonator show.
Mm-hmm.
Jizz Jams.
Yeah.
Just a whole list of Jizz Jams. And they hire him to be Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
And that's the movie.
Sounds like a fun movie.
It's pretty funny.
It sounds like it's in the comedy would be in the vein of like the fucking, what was that called? Tag?
Kinda.
Like the 30-year every month they did the tag thing and yeah. Jeremy Rayner in it. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
Similar to that, also a little bit like The Hangover.
Yeah.
Not as charming as The Hangover.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still good. I don't know if I'd watch it again or, like, I don't think it's up there, like, one of my favorite comedies by any means. But it's fun.
It's surprising how well crafted The Hangover is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Like, I mean, a lot of the humor doesn't pass now.
Yeah.
Unless you've got thick skin or aren't offended by anything because you're straight white male, so you don't have anything to be offended about.
Fair.
I mean, like, seriously, like, that's what it was made for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
so,
not
like,
offended.
there's
proved
that's
your
what
point.
I said.
You just proved your point.
But, like, you know,
I've been making fun of white people this whole episode.
Yeah.
Fuck white people.
Well, I mean, they got to consent, okay? But anyway, like, it's just, it's the way that that movie is put together is really amazing. And, like, I feel like that about a lot of the Judd Apatow movies.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and watch, like, 40-Year-Old Virgin or Knocked Up,
for
like,
sure.
The way those are constructed is amazing.
Yeah.
And then you go and watch some other stuff, and it's just not well put together.
It's like low-grade comedy versus, like, this was a movie first, and it has comedic elements.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
that's
like,
how I feel about...
You either get, like, somebody goes and watches... I'm trying to think of an older comedy that is, like, well-written and put together.
Grandma's Boy.
Well, that one's really good, but, I mean, older. Like
older?
Like, yeah, like a 80s or early 90s one.
Oh, Planes, Trains, Automobiles?
Sure. So you look at something like that, and, like, versus something like, well, I guess we could do both, Adam Sandler stuff. So you got, while Grandma's Boy didn't have Adam Sandler in it, it was all of his friends.
Right.
And it was by his production company.
Yeah.
But it was like a well-crafted movie. Now take like all of the Adam Sandler movies, where a lot of times those aren't like well-crafted movies. They're like, we have a scene, Adam Sandler and two of his friends come in and they have fun.
Yeah.
And since those guys are hilarious, it ends up being a funny movie anyway.
Yeah.
But then, like, you have other people go and, like, try to make Grandma's Boy. They make a well-crafted movie. Maybe it's not that funny.
Yeah.
They go and they watch a Adam Sandler movie and they try to make that movie and it's fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because they're not funny.
Yeah.
And they don't make a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like... Yeah. I think the key point, like, I never really understood it, but, like, as I've watched more and rewatched some of the older ones, like, I like Adam Sandler when he's not doing a gimmick. Like, Big Daddy, I think, is fucking hilarious. I think has a lot of heart. I think is wonderful. Waterboy, I never want to fucking even see on television.
Yeah, you don't like Waterboy or, like, Lil Nicky.
Yeah,
or...
Lil Nicky, no. Like,
Like Hubie?
I did like Hubie a lot.
Okay.
So, like, the exception there, but
Hubie's like, you know, you never go full retard.
Yeah,
he's like quarter.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's a quarter disabled.
Yep,
but
that was a quote from a movie, so I can say
it,
right?
Tropic Thunder. That's another one. Like, look at Tropic Thunder. Like, that's such a well-crafted fucking comedy.
Yes.
Like. It's fucking hilarious from front to back. It's almost too funny because you get tired of laughing.
Yeah, it's also crazy that people like are trying to cancel RDJ like, what, 12?
16 years later
yeah, after the movie came out.
Yeah, because they don't get it. Like, it's...
Well, it's because it's taken out of context.
Yeah.
Because the whole movie is satire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, that particular character is, like, three different layers of satire.
Yeah.
And, like, people are just like, wait, Robert Downey Jr. did blackface in a movie? Fuck him.
Yeah.
No idea what the movie's about. No idea what the thing is.
Before you say fuck him.
Yeah.
Go watch the movie he should have won his first Oscar for, and then
yeah, they don't do Oscars for comedies anymore.
No.
Yeah, they don't.
There was one a long time ago, but I don't think there's been many since then.
Caddyshack.
I don't think so. I think it was A Fish Called Wanda won an Oscar.
I think you're right. Yeah. Caddyshack definitely, like, some of those, like, cult comedies won awards, but it wasn't like Oscars.
Right. So. Yeah.
Like
Globes and stuff.
Globes and People's Choice.
Yeah.
I don't even think we do People's Choice anymore. I don't know.
People don't have a choice.
Yeah. I feel like they took that away from us too.
Was that a TV channel that did People's Choice?
I think so. Mm. I don't know who it was.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah. Ricky Stenicki. Wow, what a tangent.
Yeah, sorry.
Check it out.
Amazon no, it's okay. Prime. I was there with you.
Yeah.
I think Russell has a recommendation.
We frolicked through that field.
We frolicked.
Yeah.
We frolicked.
Oh, is it me? My recommendation?
Yes. Yeah. Recommended
I got
Daddy.
A fucking recommendation. Guys, all right, so we all know that I love Guy Ritchie.
Oh, yeah. As do I.
I love everything Guy Ritchie has done. My least favorite thing Guy Ritchie has done is Rock and Rolla. And I still like that movie a lot.
Okay.
Right on.
So, in 2019, Guy Ritchie did a movie called The Gentleman.
Yeah.
Which Shane just rewatched not too long ago. And Nathan just watched a couple weeks ago.
I think I watched it like maybe a year ago, but I wanted to watch it again.
I need
to
watch
it. Yeah, I remembered you talking about it. It's got Matthew McConaughey, fucking Jax.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, Charlie Hunnam.
Yep.
Charlie Hunnam. Great movie. Go watch that. And then after you watch that, get on Netflix and watch The Gentleman, the series, which has a tie-in. So in The Gentleman, the movie, you learn about these 12 lords that partake in the particular business that is talked about that you learn about in The Gentleman. In The Gentleman, the TV show, you get to watch one of the lords die and his son take over. And then from there on out, it just feels like Guy Ritchie, like through and through. And
sweet.
In the series format, which I don't think he has ever, I can't recall one. I don't think he's ever done a series before.
Mm.
Not, at least not to this degree. So I definitely recommend it. It's 8 episodes. Yeah, it's 8 episodes. It's on Netflix. It stars Theo James, who most women know.
Yeah, I don't know.
you'll know him when you see him. I can't think. He's done like a couple romantic comedies and stuff.
Okay.
He's a great actor. So Theo James plays Eddie. Daniel Ings plays Freddie. They are brothers. Vinnie Jones is in it.
Nice.
I
love Vinnie Jones.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Michael Vu, Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, Giancarlo?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that guy too.
Ray Winstone is in it. Which like his name might not sound familiar, but everyone knows him. Yeah, and then there's some other guys in it too, but they're pretty large members of the cast. But it's great. It's funny. It's twisty and turny, but it's not as twisty and turny as like his movies are.
Okay.
Because the pacing is more spread out. But I like the way the episodes are done. I like the way the pacing is done. And I like the way the twists do come about. And it's fun. It has a lot of heart. I think like it really felt like a lot of love was put into this. It kind of felt like this was what he wanted to do originally and didn't have the time to do it.
Yeah. I didn't have the room cause it's a movie.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it. I thought it was great. The Gentleman on Netflix.
Sweet.
Nice.
Available now.
I also love Guy Ritchie, so I'll check that out.
Anywhere that there is internet.
My house. My house has that.
Hey, you know what else is at your house?
What is at my house, Shane?
Whatever's in your VCR this week.
You're right!
So what is that?
I did take a break from the internet to plug in that old trusty VCR.
Yeah?
I mean, you go, Dave. You gotta keep a part of yourself. Don't let the internet consume you.
It hasn't. Yet.
Yet.
It might.
Give it a second.
In my VCR this week, I'm glad you asked, Shane, is a little different. So a little different. So the most times I watch like a bad horror movie or a bad action movie or a bad comedy movie.
Yeah.
Something that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
This time.
It's porn.
It's just porn. I watched a porn. No. I was like, I actually found this movie in the wild tape hunting this weekend.
Mm. Oh,
decided
shit.
To watch this. I watched 1987's G.I. Joe, the animated movie.
Oh shit.
I
nice.
Watched the old movie of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
America.
Fuck yeah. There's a lot of America in it. I'll read the synopsis.
G.I. Joe.
Play Helldivers. Yeah.
That's it, though. That's the synopsis, right?
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it. It's good. Next.
I'm going to pass out.
The synopsis, besides that beautiful one that Shane just did, was the heroic G.I. Joe action force must oppose the ruthless Cobra organization that is secretly allied with the subterranean reptilian people who were their founders.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, G.I. Joe was like fucking spitting facts way back in the 80s.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Because the main bad guy in here is not Cobra Commander in this movie.
No.
No, but Serpentor.
Serpentor!
Yeah. Who's like this really guy in a dumb-looking snake costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has a snake staff.
Yeah.
It's a snake, and then he stretches it out into a staff.
I'm remembering this as you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's, you know, it's an old 80s cartoon. Yeah. And the animation holds up. It's got Sergeant Slaughter in it.
Hell yeah, bud.
Sergeant Slaughter's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
As himself.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's super fun. Like, it's really good. Like, it felt good to watch, like, just an old cartoon on VCR. Yeah, yeah. It was like, this is on my VHS. It's great.
I wonder if my parents still have any VHSs. We had some cool shit.
Is this before the cartoon series? No, this is after.
This is after.
Yeah, because the series was, like, the 60s, wasn't it?
Not that far.
No, it was 80s.
Was it?
It was like early 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. It was fun. There's red lasers and blue lasers.
Yeah.
So you know who the good guys and bad guys are?
Yep.
The of bad course. Guys are blue lasers.
Oh, that doesn't. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the bad guys.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. And I just love it. Like, they got these like realistic looking guns. They all fire lasers.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fantastic. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 74%.
Oh shit!
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. I also give it 74%. It was fun. Felt nice to watch cartoons in my VCR.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I got a recommendation for you if you want to follow that up with a. Another cartoon VHS, if you can find it.
Probably do.
Transformers.
Yeah, the Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I have it on tape.
Yeah.
That was like depressing.
The first like 10 minutes are pretty rough.
Like fucking everybody dies.
Yeah.
Almost all Gen 1.
I need to watch that one. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to find it. I'll try to find it and watch it next week.
It's real good. It's real good stuff.
It is. It is good stuff. I haven't seen it since I was a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did I watch that?
Felt like a child at 23, 24. I think that was the last time I watched it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Mine was a long time ago.
I mean, it's been a while, but it's been since I've been an adult, so I don't know how long.
But yeah, that's my VCR this week.
Nice.
G.I. Joe.
Nice.
The movie.
Nice.
Good.
Do you guys know what that means?
What does that mean?
Time for Hanging Big Brain with Dave!
Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
You guys ready for this one?
Sure.
This is an exciting one. You didn't sound very excited.
I'm ready, man.
I need you to take that again. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, hell yeah, you are, buddy. In honor of the Dune movie.
Oh, no.
I have a Dune quiz.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I have 10 questions.
Are you going to spoil two?
No.
Okay.
This is mainly the book stuff and mainly the first movie.
Oh, I thought it was going to be one of the trick ones, and it was going to be like about the Indiana Dunes and like sand and stuff.
Could still be. Give me 20 minutes.
Let me remake my quiz.
All right, I got 10 questions. They're not multiple choice.
All right.
I lose.
You just got to answer. But before we get into this amazing quiz, I need buzzers. Shane, what's your buzzer?
Shahid.
Perfect. Russell, what is your buzzer? It's a weird buzzer.
Is it let the spice flow? It's not may the spice flow.
I think it's the spice must flow.
The spice must flow.
May the spice be with you.
And also with you.
That's my buzzer. May the spice be with you.
Perfect. All right. Question number one.
All right.
On the super cool Dune quiz that's not for nerds at all.
Oh, my God.
Number one.
Yeah.
Leto Atreides is ruler of which planet before being assigned to as fief ruler of Arrakis? Anyone? Anyone?
May the spice be with you.
Russell!
Frarrakis.
You just put an F in front of Arrakis, and I appreciate that, but it's incorrect.
Shai-Halud.
Shane!
Sarrakis.
Sarrakis. That's also incorrect. It is actually Caladan.
Hell nah, dude. Shane's fucking answer.
Hell nah, dude.
Hell no,
Shane,
dude.
I give you a point.
Thanks, bro.
That's not how this works.
Give you a point, too, bro.
It's Caladan. My phone auto-corrected to Canadian. number two.
Your phone is not a nerd.
Nope.
Because you have an Android. Anyway.
Yep. You fucking got me, dude. Holy shit. I'm not going to be able to get back from that one. Number two.
Fucking green text and shitty autocorrects.
Yeah. Fuck me, right? Number two.
Damn, Dave, don't take it so hard.
All these questions just got way harder.
I think we should give Dave some points now.
I have all the points. Number two. Who does Leto Atreides replace as ruler of Arrakis? Who does Leto Atreides replace as ruler of Arrakis?
May the spice be with you.
Russell.
Baron Harkonnen.
Correct. Baron Vladimir Harkonnen.
I was going to say.
I remember his first name.
Harkonnen.
Beto Atreides.
Do you guys switch roles over here?
Ledger Atreides would have been good too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Russell's on the board.
Got
Nicholson
point.
And Atreides.
Nicholson.
Jack Atreides.
Jack Atreides.
Mark, brother of Mark Atreides.
Alec Atreides.
Alakazam.
Number three. What does spice allow space and guild navigators to do?
Shai Hulud?
Shane!
Navigate? Through the warp?
That sounds like heresy and it's incorrect.
May the spice be with you.
Russell!
It allows them to see slightly into the future?
Incorrect. Interstellar travel.
Oh, well, yeah, but how?
Interstellar travel.
The interstellar. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Nailed it, Shane.
Yep. I got that.
Number four.
I got that one. Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
He said it.
Are you putting it on the board?
No.
Oh, okay.
Number four. Lady Jessica is an acolyte of which group?
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Lady Jessica is an acolyte of which group?
Oh, I can't remember the first word.
Anyone? Anyone?
What is the first word? Or first syllable? If it's one word, I can't. I don't know.
Shane doesn't know. Russell? Shane?
Tip of my tongue.
What is the first part, dude?
Oh, I don't know. I do know.
I know you know. God damn it. Tell us.
You guys give up?
Yeah.
It's the Bene Gesserit.
Son of a bitch!
The Bene Gesserit.
Benny and the Gesserit.
I knew the Gesserit. I couldn't think of what the first part was. I also thought it was one syllable. I didn't realize it was two syllables.
All right.
But I was like, I'm not going to say the second part because that'll.
Yeah, I was like, it's literally like right here. And it's not.
I feel like if I had said it, you would have got it. So I wasn't going to say it.
This might be the hardest quiz we've done on Hangin' Bear Brand with Dave.
Russell has a point, though, right?
He does have a point.
Okay.
He's winning. Point.
I was going to say, we can't both get blanked, bro.
Number five.
Yeah, don't Brandon Lee us.
Ow. Number five.
Fuck.
What is the name of the fortress stronghold on Arrakis where House Atreides arrive?
I'm not a Dune guy.
One more time.
What is the name of the fortress stronghold on Arrakis where House Atreides arrive?
Fuck.
It's not fuck.
I didn't buzz in, so.
Oh, okay. It might be fuck then.
Fuck.
Negative 2 points.
I feel like this is right there, too. I don't know.
I have nothing for this one.
May the spice be with you.
Russell!
Coruscant.
That's a Star Wars thing. Incorrect.
Croissant.
That's a delicious pastry. Incorrect.
Go ahead. I don't know.
What is it?
Arrakeen.
Arrakeen. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Never would have got that.
I'm sorry, Shane. Next time I'll do it. What are you into? Fallout?
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay because, like, I'm usually into everything that you do the quizzes
That's
about.
Right. That's right. Just shaking it up.
Yeah.
Number six. What are the natives? Who are the natives that inhabit Arrakis?
May the spice be with you.
Russell.
The Fremen.
Yes. Fremen.
Fremen.
But it's the same thing. My phone said fireman.
No, I would have said
that
Freeman.
That is not correct.
Freeman?
Yeah.
Fremen. That's about
it's
Freeman.
It's Freemen, yeah. But changed slightly to be a name.
Yeah. Russell got a point, though.
Yeah. Totally.
2 points.
2 points.
Semantics at this point.
Number seven.
I don't have a pun for that.
When Leto is incapacitated, what is one of his teeth replaced with to aid his assassination?
Shai Hulud.
Shane!
A cyanide capsule.
Incorrect.
Dude, I have no idea. I haven't watched the movie since it came out, and I'd never read the books. Apparently, I didn't pay any attention either.
Russell?
I don't remember.
It's a poison gas capsule. He spits the poison into the bear, and he's like, oh, God, ow.
Yeah.
And then he sleeps in a pool of black stuff.
Yeah.
Pool of goop.
So fucking close.
Goop pool. Yeah, you almost got it, dude.
With a joke?
Number 8.
Reverse cyanide capsule.
Gas cyanide capsule.
Number 8.
Okay.
What is Paul's Fremen name? What is Paul's Fremen name? Not fireman name.
Come on, Russell, you got this.
I don't think I do.
Okay, I don't know it.
Shane doesn't know it. You up, Russell?
Shai Hulud.
Shane!
Jesus Christ.
Shane, you are completely wrong. But close. I mean, not really wrong, actually. Like,
yeah, I give up on that one.
It is Muad'Dib.
I don't even think I remember that being said at all.
Muad'Dib.
They said that. I just don't remember. I didn't remember it.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Who directed the 1984 adaptation of Dune?
May the spice be with you.
Russell.
David Lynch.
Correct.
Whoa. That took you too long.
Dude, yeah. I was like, oh shit, what's his name? I just kept saying Frank Herbert.
It was not Frank Herbert.
It wasn't.
It was David Lynch. Number 10.
Number 10.
The final question.
Number 10.
All right.
What is the Bene Gesserit technique that Lady Jessica uses to kill their captors? What is the Bene Gesserit technique that Lady Jessica uses to kill their captors?
May the spice be with you.
Russell.
She lays that wet ass pussy on him.
Gross and incorrect.
Damn, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say pussy poison.
Also gross and also incorrect.
I didn't buzz in.
He didn't buzz in.
Are you just grossed out by the word pussy? Like,
gross.
What's happening,
no,
Dave?
No. It's just weird to say it on a podcast so many times.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Does she do it in the movie?
Yes. The first one as well.
Spoilers.
For the first movie?
Nope, the way you said it.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's the first movie is where she does it.
Okay.
Not the second.
She does it in part one and in the original.
Okay. Yeah.
Directed by David Lynch.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you're sure it's not her pussy?
Pretty sure.
That's surprising. I guess it could have been her tits if it was.
Could have been some flashing going on. Yeah.
Poison titties.
That's my hair battle.
Is that why
name.
David Lynch didn't want any credit like associated with the original Dune movie because
there's
they
no
cut
titties.
All the tits?
There's no tits in it.
Yeah.
Sting
he's like,
was in
isn't
it.
Isn't softcore porn? This doesn't reach the limits.
Shai Hulud.
Shane.
Telepathy.
Incorrect. Close, though.
Telekinesis.
Is the voice.
Oh, the voice.
The voice.
What it's called. Okay.
Yeah, the voice.
The voice.
She's the voice.
Hey, I have an interesting fact for you about Dune.
Give it to me.
Did you know that in, since you also haven't watched the original in a while, right? The original movie.
I've not actually seen the original all the way through.
Okay, well, I was just reading today that I guess Frank Herbert was a huge homophobe. So he wrote all of the Harkonnens as like his embodiment of how gross and disgusting gay people were to him.
Whoa.
So it's apparently in the 80s version that Baron has like a cabin boy basically. But it's like Villanueva like basically cut all of that and like focused on like the greed aspect of their
characterization.
Really?
Yeah. But I guess, I've read this like weird breakdown that I thought was interesting.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is super fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, if you read the breakdown, you can probably Google it and find it. But if you read the breakdown of it, it's like, it's just like Baron Harkonnen is like, so the reason he is the way he is because that's how Frank thought of gay people.
The fuck?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
It's super fucked up.
I don't like Dude anymore.
You can still like Dude. I just thought
The quiz was burned. We fucking removed it from the record books. I didn't lose. Russell!
Fuck.
Russell did win this quiz, though.
I got blanked.
Whew.
Jane, you did get blanked, man.
That doesn't happen.
The fuck, yeah. It's weird.
That was weird.
But unfortunately, since the end of the show, or end of the game, it's the end of the show.
Yep.
I spoiled that in the sentence. Spoiled that.
Woo!
We don't have a table, guys. What's going on right now?
Don't have a table.
The table is gone.
The table is gone, and my life is upside down.
But not the table. The table was when I put it in the back of a truck, actually.
Yep. Didn't know where to go from that.
Yeah.
I tried a yes and you and it didn't work, so I just said yep. That wasn't that good of improv.
There was an attempt.
Yes, and it's the end of the show.
Yes. So. And it's the end of the show because I've been your boy. And with me, as always, is the Shane Dog, a.k.a. Shane Nasty.
Ew, that's gross.
Oh, so with us is Russell the Love Muscle.
Oh, yeah.
A.k.a. Producer Russell.
Thanks for joining us on the Drafted Quarters Podcast Network. You've been listening to the DQP Weekly. Please join us on all your social media. Find DraftyQ. And Drafty Quarters Productions. Like, follow, hit the bell on YouTube.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to our YouTube. We have 40 subscribers on YouTube. We had seven last time I looked. Yeah, I don't know where all those people came from. But thank you.
We haven't been putting anything up.
We haven't put anything up on 11 months. But there will be things to come eventually, sometime, maybe in the next few months to YouTube. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's up. What's up? Anyway, you can also find us on Patreon by giving us $1 a month. You can access our DQB Does the MCU, where we walk through the MCU when it was at a better time.
Yep.
These are old recorded episodes. If you've been following us for a while, you have probably already listened to them, but you can listen to them again, and the only place you can find them is on our Patreon. And we have some more stuff that we'll do for Patreon later on. When those get caught up. And then you can also find our Amazon wish list in the show notes.
In the show notes?
Notes.
Notes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, buddy. That was great producing. Oh, boy. I loved how you produced that. That was great. Improv.
Are you trying out for Jimmy and Superman Legacy?
I might be. Oh boy. Good golly.
Pretty sure it's already cast.
And it's me.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thanks.
There's only one thing left to do,
Russell.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either, but we had so much fun.
Guess we'll catch you on the flip side. And don't let hear me blow.
Drugs.
Fucking knock it off.
That was fun.